I'm seeing two groups of people. People who are laughing and people who are crying. And then they are all saying one word, rapture. Rapture was the common word in all their lips, the ones who are laughing and the ones who are crying. I hear the voice of the Lord saying, "Didn't I say that I am coming soon?" And then the Lord is saying to me, "It is midnight, and then I'll come at midnight to take you."
Are you saying then there's an accurate date or the correct date besides the one that you shared?
He still says it exactly like that. And he said the date hasn't changed.
So you knew there was going to be a delay, and you knew that the calendar was not accurate. Like, how do you say
Exactly.
that God can postpone something that you said that he gave you a date, and now you're saying he postponed? Like, God doesn't work like that. He's not like
Exactly.
man.
I've been through the most, been through the most.
Hey, Sand fan.
Hola.
Welcome to another
Yeah.
episode of I've Been Through the Most podcast right here on Send Twins TV. We are so excited to have you. And Millicent, we're not only on YouTube. Where else can they
Yes,
find
we are on
us?
Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts. So please make sure you go and like and follow on those platforms as well. Today we are back with a guest that was here previously twice.
Yes, twice, yeah.
Twice, is it, or three times?
Three
Twice. So this
times.
is her third time today. Yes, and your questions have come in flooding, especially after the rapture subject was trending, and of course the failed September dates. We are back and we're here to give you the answers that you need. And of course, we have Usihlengiwe all the way from KZN to come and explain to us everything she spoke about and what God has revealed to her. We did give her some time to go back in prayer, and today she is ready. Usihlengiwe, welcome back.
Hello, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have
Yes.
you. You know, maybe just seeing you, and I'm like, oh, you are not raptured, you are still here.
Yes,
So,
truly,
you
I'm
know, there are
still
many
here.
people who want answered prayers. And I think maybe before answered questions,
Yeah.
I just want to share this scripture quickly from the book of
Okay.
Deuteronomy 18:22. It says, when a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord and the message does not come to pass or come true, that message, right, the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken presumptuously. Do not be afraid of him. So, not only did I come upon the scripture, but a lot of our subscribers also sent the scripture to us. And so, this is your moment, our lovely viewers, for you to, you know, to have your questions answered and our speculations also clarified. Once again, welcome, and we're going to give you an opportunity to please speak and have your time and moment.
Oh, okay. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. So I want to, because I know that there are a lot of questions, and in fact, when the rupture didn't happen, I blamed myself a lot. And I'll reveal why I was blaming myself, because there are so many things that I didn't reveal the time, maybe from the first episode where I was there. In fact, I picked the information that I thought it was important. I didn't go to details with it, as you know, that we have limited studio time. So that's what exactly what I did. But after it didn't happen, then it then dawned to me everything that the Lord showed me. And I was like, God, I should have told them these things. This thing wouldn't have happened like this, you know. But then, okay, let me just take people through it, okay? On the 25th is the morning now of the 25th of September, and I'm still waking up in my home yet again. I'm like, oh, I'm still here. Like, Lord, what is happening? You said 23rd, 24th of September, 2025. Is this the Jonah Nineveh story where, like, you reversed everything because people repented? Because remember, I was also expecting the days of darkness. And then the Lord is like, no, I haven't changed. And I'm like, have you reversed the dates? He's like, no, the dates, I haven't reversed the dates. The dates are still the same. 23rd, 24th September, 2025. I'm like, God, what is it that I'm not getting? Because today is the 25th. And remember that you said that you want to fulfill the Feast of the Trumpet, and the feast has just passed. Like, what is happening? He's like, no, I'm still going to fulfill the feast, okay? So what is it that I say that during that day I felt so bad that I didn't tell people? Because I remember when it was Brother Scott from Scotland, he was sharing his views and everything and showing the calendar. It wasn't about the Julian calendar, but it was a picture of moons that I saw on that calendar. And I was like, I've seen this before, but without the numbers, you know. And immediately when I say that, like, I zoomed in, like, last year, when the Lord first took me to heaven to show me the secrets of heaven, to show me the calendar with the codes, as I said, that code, it had a lot of strokes in it, and you'll find that they will be in groups, okay? And with that code, what I also didn't understand, maybe you'll find these strokes, maybe in between you'll find an R, or sometimes you'll find a K. It was just a code, and it wasn't even written in Roman figures. So it was a kind of digital coding that I've never seen before, okay, in that ancient calendar. Okay, then after that, because everything that the Lord has revealed on that first week of January 2024, it was so heavy on me. Then he had to teach me everything step by step. Everything was being revealed to me 2 months after. So there's this day where he comes and then he teaches me about the month in heaven. He says, okay, this is the calendar and the month, how we see the month in heaven. When he says, this is how we see the month in heaven, you know, when you have your calendar, right? And then it's from day one up to day 30. But instead of day one up to day 30, there was these circles that were all over that calendar, and then they will have shadings on the side, okay? And then he said, this is the moon. And then when he says this is the moon, and he says each and every day we see it according to the moon. And then I say, because some of the days, if the days are close to each other, the shading of the moon, or even if you see a moon being a full circle, it will be almost the same. And I said, but Lord, some days, like, how do you differentiate between maybe the 12th and the 11th, because the shading looks the same? And then he said, no, it doesn't look the same. Don't look at it with your eyes. It's more like, you know, when the Lord will open your eyes and you'll see it how he sees it, then I'll see that, oh, okay, it's different. So it will have this shading up to maybe half the moon until it is all gray. And then he tells me that the beginning of the month is the full moon, okay? And then after he showed me all of that, then I see this man who's in the calendar. He's dressed like an old military gladiator like, and then he says, this is Julius Caesar. And then he changed the original calendar. Okay, after he said he changed the original calendar, he didn't say anything evil about him, but he said he changed the original calendar. And then after, he shows me another man. This man is wearing I remember that there was a cross that was it's more like a chain of a cross, like on his chest, and then he had this golden head, and then also a cross. And then he says, this is Pope Gregory. And then he says, because of what they did, and they allowed the devil to manipulate them. When he says they allowed the devil to manipulate them, I see him in this temple. And in this temple, I see these nuns. There's something that they are hiding in this door, and they are closing this door that no one should open this door. But this door is not standing behind the Pope, like, you know how my door is standing. It's more like it's a door on the ground, but it's standing more on an angle, maybe like 30 degrees angle. Like, and then he said, because they hid this secret, then the spirit of the beast entered Pope Gregory. And then he says, the spirit of the beast was already in operation at that time. And then he says to me, Then in 1582, he took out 10 moons. So when he says he took out 10 moons, remember this is a moon calendar. So I saw some of those circles being taken out, okay? And then he says, this is the calendar that you're using. And he says, is the Gregorian calendar. And he took out those 10 days. Then he explained it to me in terms of moon that these are days, okay? And then after that, because this calendar is big that he's teaching me on, then I see this other man who's sitting outside the calendar now. This man, how he is dressed is not like these other ones, because the other ones, as much as it was old clothing, you could see that it is of civilization kind of clothing. Him, he was dressed more, you know, when you just wrap something around your body, some of the body wasn't that fully covered. And he's sitting in a place that is a field like, and he's got this stone, his grayish stone. And then he's writing. I didn't see exactly his writing, neither did the Lord teach me what he was writing there. And then he says, this one was given the first calendar from heaven. And he was given the first calendar that explains the moon, how in heaven we see the moon. And he says his name is Hanok. And when he said Hanok, it's more like he's saying it with a deep voice. And then he says, but you call him Enoch. Okay. And then after he showed me.
This was happening. Sorry, I think I missed it. So this is now happening in the dream or vision.
This is happening in the vision. Like the Lord came to teach me. I felt bad because I never shared that. So basically this thing happened last year, probably around first week of January, because weeks after I've seen that huge vision where the Lord took me to heaven, then he will come and break down each and everything, you know, even as how he explained tribulation separately, 3 days of darkness separately. So this lesson was just based on the calendar. Okay. So, and then he says to me, then he goes back to the same calendar, the first calendar that he showed me without this moon being taken out. And then he says, this is a solar lunar calendar. And then he says, it's a Julian calendar. Okay. As I would say, class dismissed. Like, that was the end of that. With that vision, he didn't say that, I've spoken about rapture. Rapture will happen on this calendar or on this calendar. And remember also at that time, I was still fighting the thing about the dates and everything. So he didn't say to me this, but he taught me about these three different calendars. The Julian calendar taught me about Julius Caesar, about Pope Gregory, that the spirit of the beast was upon them. He taught me about the Enoch calendar, the first one who got the calendar from heaven. So it ended there. And then the second part that I didn't share, that I was like, maybe Lord, is this what you wanted me to share when I went to the sentience for the second interview? Okay, is the early hours of the morning. I think I woke up around 2 just for my midnight prayers. And then, okay, I read the scriptures. I think that day I was reading where it said that when Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And then after that, I'm praying. I'm in my lounge because I'm praying. I'm about to go and drive to Johannesburg and everything. So as I'm praying, I start hearing this commotion. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm praying. Is this noise coming from up? Is it people who are passing outside my yard or what? But it's just a whole lot of people and a whole lot of noise. Okay, I start concentrating on my prayer, continue praying. And then I hear this commotion again. When I hear it the second time, and then the Lord opened my eyes, like an open vision, like I was there. And then when I hear this commotion, there's two group of people. There's people who are laughing like so much, and there's people who are crying. I'm seeing two groups of people, people who are laughing and people who are crying. And then they are all saying one word, rapture. Rapture was the common word in all their lips, the ones who are laughing and the ones who are crying. But the ones who are crying, they're crying, they're looking up to heaven, you know, like someone who's lifting up their arms, being ready to be taken, and they're crying. And these other ones are laughing. And then immediately I hear the voice of the Lord saying, didn't I say that I am coming soon? And immediately when he says, it's more like when he said that, he said it with this angry voice in it to say, didn't I say that I am coming soon? And then after he says, when I come, will I find faith in heaven? When he says, when I come, will I find faith in heaven? These people that were looking up, like sort of lifting up their hands like this, they were in different rows, like maybe more than 50 rows. And these rows, it was as if it's according to their faith, because the Lord said, will I find faith when I come? And the first row, you'll find that maybe there's few people, maybe about 4 people. The second row, it's about 10 people. And then the third row, it's about 50. And then the row of 100. Then after that, all the other rows were thousands and thousands. But I saw people falling even from the first line, from the first row, hitting the ground. And people falling even from the other lines when the Lord says, when I come, will I find faith? And then immediately I see there's this invisible barrier between us and the angels. The angels are standing on that side. I see this huge number of angels, but there's these 3 that are huge that are standing in front. And then there's this one which is big, Angel Michael. He was there. And then the other one, one of the 3 said, it's a demonic attack. They are falling back. It's a demonic attack. And then Angel Michael is saying that they are using the satanic calendar. They are using the satanic calendar. It's still the same date. They are using the calendar as twisted. They are using the satanic calendar. So as they are falling like that, and then I see myself in the spirit. I'm moving like this. I'm calling people back in, stand your ground. It's more like, you know, when you are in this battle zone that has lines after lines and people are being hit, and then you're calling them back to say, stand your ground, stand your ground. It's a demonic attack. So as I'm saying that, stand your ground, one of the people who's, as I see people falling like this, I hear the Lord saying the name, calling the name, Michael, you know, from the people who are also falling. And then I'm looking that, but who's that Michael? Because I could still see Angel Michael standing. And then who's this other one? So I saw that it was a human being who was also falling with the others. And then as I call them to say, stand your ground, this is a satanic and a demonic attack, they were coming back to take positions. But as much as they were coming back, they were not able to go back to the original positions that they were. I saw those who were even in the first line, as much as they wanted to go back to the first line, they couldn't. They were on the third line. And then the Lord said, let no one take your crown. Because as much as they were falling, their positions, other people were standing strong and they were filling in their positions in faith. Okay. And then with them, they couldn't go back there. And then the Lord said, let no one take your crown. So I understood that how a person's crown is being taken. And then immediately, I'm still in prayer. I'm not asleep, guys. I wasn't asleep. No. Okay. I'm still in prayer. And then I see this huge clock, like you'll see a huge clock maybe in a town hall or what. This huge clock, because it was brown wooden clock, you know, when everything will just hit midnight. So in that clock, it was exactly that. It was exactly midnight. And when everything just went through like midnight, I hear this sound, and then of a clock that is going like everything is just being aligned like this. And then the Lord is saying to me, it is midnight. And then I'll come at midnight to take you. And then he says to me, but because you're in different time zones, yours will be on the 24th. When he says yours will be on the 24th, it's like I see it happening, but I see that it is also dark where I'm at. So he says yours will be on the 24th. So immediately when I stood up from that prayer position, I was like, okay, the Lord hasn't told me anything new. When he says mine will be on the 24th, it's still the 23rd and the 24th of September. And then as I'm driving to Johannesburg, I'm thinking about, okay, I saw this delay, but maybe the delay that I saw, now I'm analyzing it my own way, okay? I'm thinking that, okay, most people, they think that here in South Africa will be raptured on the 23rd because maybe we based on time zones and everything, probably the delay that I saw was that it's going to be on the 24th, you know. That's just me. And I didn't think of anything about it to say, okay, maybe this is what I should tell people, that there'll be a delay and everything. Okay. Then, okay, fine. I start feeling bad the whole of the 25th now, thinking about when I went for the second interview with you guys, that probably I should have shared this, you know, and even how Angel Michael was shouting that it's a satanic calendar and everything. Probably I should have shared this. Probably I should have shared that the Lord taught me about three different calendars, you know. Okay, I'm feeling bad.
So you knew there was going to be a delay, and you knew that the calendar was not accurate.
Basically, I didn't know. Basically, I will say that I didn't know. I only remember everything that the Lord showed me on the 25th. I only remember now what he showed me last year around February, that there's three different calendars. And I'm only realizing that, wow, Lord, when you were showing me the delay, I didn't understand that it was going to be this delay, you know. And
so hence I'm saying you knew that there was going to be a delay.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yes. You knew there was going to be a delay, but you just didn't share that there was going to be a delay. So within the delay, right, if there is a delay, are you saying then there's an accurate date or the correct date besides the one that you shared, just to understand you correctly?
Oh, okay. Okay. Just for you to understand me correctly and for everyone to understand me correctly, I'll say things as how the Lord says it, because when you ask him about a different date, he tells you that the date is still the 23rd and the 24th of September 2025. That's what he says. He still says it exactly like that. And he said the date hasn't changed. Okay. We can look at it in our ways, as I'm saying that the Lord taught me on three different calendars. We can look at it in our ways to say, okay, which calendar are we looking at? If the Lord is saying that he's using the sun and the moon, which solar calendar are we looking at? This is us now taking it into prayer to him. You know, when the Lord is saying that the Holy Spirit will guide you in all truth, he will tell you this is the way, walk in it. And the Lord, sometimes when he reveals certain things to you, he will reveal a portion of it. And then you still need to take it to prayer. That is why he says we see in parts and prophesy in parts. Okay, because even on my TikTok, people were asking me to say, okay, which calendar then are we using? And I will tell them exactly how the Lord showed me. Oh, another thing that I forgot to say is that when he taught me about the calendars and everything, number one, I didn't think that that information was important. I thought that the Lord is just showing me so that I know that they use the moon to calculate the days. But then 2 days after that, the Lord says to me, share everything exactly as how I revealed it to you. There will be those who will be able to interpret it. Share it without interpretation. Then they will interpret it, you know. That is why I don't even interpret it to people to say, okay, it's this calendar or it's this calendar. I just share with them exactly what the Lord showed me. And even with the calendar, with the codes, I think on my TikTok, I did share a picture of exactly how those codes look like. Okay.
Okay. I think for me, like, it's better for, like, to receive it in that way, like saying that it's people, or, you know, people that God spoke to, like you being one of them, right, who's saying that God spoke to you about these calendars, rather than saying the rapture is postponed, or God is postponing the rapture,
no,
or the Lord gave us, because then if that narrative goes around, because God is not a God of confusion, and if that narrative goes around, like it's circulating, then it makes the whole body look
lost.
What's this word? There's a word. We're sort of losing credibility. Do you know what I mean? Because you're saying the whole body of Christ is jokes, you know? Like, how do you say that God can postpone something that you said that he gave you a date, and now you're saying he postponed? Like, God doesn't work like that. He's not like man, right? So what you are saying now is that the messengers, I'll call them, that misunderstood or misinterpreted the calendars.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
You know, if you can say it that way,
it's a
misunderstanding of the calendars.
Yes. You know, when the Lord says his ways, exactly, it's more like when the Lord says that his ways are not our ways, you know, it's then for you to understand exactly what the Lord is talking about it, you have to walk exactly in his ways to say, Lord, what is it that you're showing me here, you know, and then it calls for you to seek him even more, you know. And then that is why the Lord always say to us, we always need to seek him as a deer pants for water, because it's more like you reach this, okay, this understanding, but there's still information that is lacking. And then you keep on seeking him again, so that the more you seek him, the more things are being cleared. And I think it was the Lord's doing to say that, to take attention away from men, to put attention exactly on Jesus is how we're supposed to. When the Lord is sending someone or even me to say, this is what the Lord has said, you need to take that thing in prayer. And even whether it happens or it doesn't happen, you still need to take it to the Lord in prayer to say, okay, Lord, make me to understand this part, okay? So I want to go back on the day of the 25th, something else that the Lord revealed. So I'm feeling bad. Okay, feeling bad, didn't share this information and everything. I should have. Okay. So I'm sitting in my couch. It's around 5-6 there. I'm just sitting in my couch, and then I open YouTube. Immediately when I open the screen of YouTube, Brother Joshua's face is almost all over false prophets. And then I just freeze and I say, Ma, because I was with my mom, Ma, I've been here before. I've been here like this. I've been on this day. I've been on the screen. Like how I'm sitting right now. Exactly. Yeah, I've been here.
Like almost like a deja vu.
Exactly. The whole scenario, I've been here. And immediately I'm like, God, I've been here. And then immediately the Lord takes me exactly to the vision that he showed me this year. It was end of January or beginning of February day. I'm sitting exactly as I'm sitting. It's exactly the same screen. And Jesus is saying to me, look at how these people are insulting me. And then I say, but Jesus, this is not you. You know, this is not you. And I see this African man and I say, but Jesus, this is not you. Okay, why are you saying that they are insulting you? And he's saying, because everything that they are saying to him, they are saying it to me. And I'm like, how? And he says, every word that he has spoken are the words that are coming from my mouth. He has not spoken out of his own understanding. Those are my words. So when they say that he is a false prophet, they are referring to
Mr. Joshua.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he says, when they are saying these words, they are insulting me. And then in this vision, I say to him, but Lord, why didn't you do whatever it is that you were supposed to do? Because now they are insulting this man. Why is it that you didn't do it? And then he says to me, exactly, his exact words was, this had to be done to consecrate men's, the word consecrate, that's the word that he used, to consecrate men's heart and to test to test man's heart. The word consecrate, it means to be set apart. Okay. And then he said also to test the heart of man. And he said that the heart of man is bitter and prideful. Those are the two things that he talked about. They are prideful and they are bitter. And then he said, because they are coming to me and I am holy and no thing that is unclean can stand in my presence. So people, they needed to be tested. And then immediately with that vision, then he says to me, this man will come in June and he will proclaim my word throughout the whole of the world. And then when he's saying that, I'm thinking to myself, what is it that he's going to say that other people have not said? This man, the man that the Lord is showing me, he says that he'll come in June and proclaim to the whole world, you know. And he said the whole world will be marveled because of what I've sent him, you know. And then, okay, I woke up from that vision and I was like, I wonder who's this man who's going to come in June. I forgot about that, completely forgot about it. This man comes out.
So you saw Mr. Joshua months before he even came out with the rapture message. Like the Lord told you there's going to be a man that will come and share something that's basically going to shake the nation.
The whole world. Exactly.
I
saw that. But then this is what is happening. I forget about the vision. Okay. Mm. This man comes out in June. I don't remember the vision and everything. I'm the first one who doesn't even want to. I've shared that I didn't even want to listen or to even view the message and everything. I'm the first one who doesn't want to do that and everything. So I don't want to dwell into the story because you know it. But then I remember that mid-August, when now the Lord has dealt with me, now I'm going back to see this man whom now the Lord has said that he's part of the wise men that, like, as he has chosen even before, that he was going to be born when and where. He's part of them. Then let me go and watch. Immediately when I opened the screen, I'm like, I know this man. I'm trying to think. I know this man. But I'm trying to think.
And you recognize him?
No, I don't. But my spirit, I'm like, I know him. Now I'm trying to think exactly where I know him from. I don't know him. I'm like, no, I don't know him. But in my spirit, something says, you know him spiritually. But even then, I just don't recognize how and when do I know this man. All of these things, they are coming back on the 25th of September. Now it is in the afternoon. And then I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. I knew that I know him. I knew that I know Mr. Joshua. And then immediately after, now the Lord is working on my heart, reversing everything and saying, everything that happened, you forgetting, everything had to happen. It's not like if you shared the calendar and calendars and everything that, it's more like everything that is God ordained for man's heart to be tested, exactly as he said. Mr. Joshua was going to be called a false prophet. That is part of his journey. He didn't know it, but he was going to be called a false prophet, just like the Lord said, that this had to happen so that man's heart are being tested during that time. Okay?
So, do you want to ask first? Can I ask?
Okay, you can ask.
I think we
have to wrap it.
Yeah, so the question that I want to ask is, seeing what happened on the 23rd and the 24th of September.
Or seeing what didn't happen.
And seeing what didn't happen. So what happened is how it left, obviously, people distraught, right? Yeah. And disappointed and sad. And then again, with now a new date. So is it necessary? Is it necessary to, because I feel like if the point was to warn people that the Lord is coming soon, that part is done. Like they're already aware of it. So moving it by, is it 10 days now? You said 10 days now. Moving it by 10 days. Are you not worried that it will cause more, calm?
Remember,
more havoc, more, or do you feel that it's necessary to still give a new date with what you've seen happened?
Oh, okay. I'll put it this way. The Lord has not put in me to give a new date because the Lord is still standing on the 23rd, 24th of September, 2025. And again, with
correct,
those...
Okay.
Yes. Sorry. Yes.
Okay.
So the Lord is still saying that he will fulfill that. So I can then say, let us move it now to this date. And remember again, with the 10 days that were taken out, because now the years have gone, I think now, I don't know, maybe it's because of leap years and everything. Maybe it's about 13 days. I don't know. Okay. So the Lord is still speaking about the 23rd and the 24th of September. That is why I'm saying this leaves the space for the Holy Spirit and us seeking the Lord in secret place, okay? And also, because I have also today's message, it's just that I wanted us to touch on that. So without taking much of your time, I just want to read this verse before I release everything that the Lord is saying to the people, and I won't read the scriptures, the other scriptures, but I'll give people exactly those scriptures because we're standing on the word of God, you know? Okay, mm-hmm. I'll read on Ezekiel 3, verse 18. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, no, speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked and he does not turn from his wickedness nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Okay, so the Lord here is talking about what is a watchman and what is the work of the watchman. And then these last two verses say, again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die because you did not give him a warning. He shall die in his sin and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn a righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered your soul. So this is talking about what is a watchman. So I want to deliver these things that the Lord has given me. Okay. There are also other things that I didn't share because I didn't feel comfortable at that time. Okay. So the Lord said that you need to say it. Okay. Firstly, it's about the judgment seat of the Lord. On the judgment seat of the Lord, when the Lord was speaking about the preachers, that when he said that they were chained next to the demon of greed, I spoke about that he also said that they twisted the scriptures. And when I came, my church was not ready because they didn't prepare them. Okay. Another thing that I didn't share was that in that midst, I saw this woman who was a widow, and I saw these children who were orphans. And then the Lord, because this woman is standing up in church, you know, someone who's in need and thinking that maybe someone will take care of her. And the Lord is saying, this woman slept without food yesterday, and I told her to come to my house. She will get help. And these ones, these preachers, they've forgotten, they neglected the first service that I gave them, because I said they are servants. The first service was that they need to take care of the widows and the orphans. And then he said, because they neglected this, that is why they were chained next to the demon of greed. Okay. Why I didn't share that part at that time when I was like, I don't want to share that part at that time, is because I'm a widow myself. So people who knows me, they will think that I'm coming with this message because I'm looking for something for myself. So that is why I left it out. So, but then the Lord wanted me to share it because he wasn't talking about me. He was talking about their service in their own churches. So I needed to reveal that, that they need to go back to that service. The Lord is crying about it. That they need to. Okay, then again, as I said, that the Lord will teach me different things. I'll come back to the mark of the beast. With the mark of the beast, this message I got this year, and then the Lord was saying, with the mark of the beast, he's showing me these countries, and he says that UK, he spoke about UK, and then he says, they took the mark of the beast willingly. And he said 70% of them, they took it willingly without even to say it's because of tribulation. And when he says that, I saw people standing in queues gladly taking it. And he says, I still have my remnant with them, the 30%. And he says that they are so resilient. But these ones, they took it willingly. And he says they were followed by China. And then after, Ukraine followed and Korea followed. And then after, the rest of the world followed.
Tell is this UK, dream tribulation? Is this a, hello? Is this a tribulation
yes,
vision?
Yes. Okay. This is a tribulation vision that I got early this year. Okay. So he said the whole world then followed. Okay. When he said that the whole world then followed, he says, tell these, you know, these ones that as I say that they the one who took it first. Tell them. Oh, firstly, he says, these ones, they never loved me anyway. But tell them that I love them. And I'm still calling them back to repentance because they will not stand the day of destruction that is coming upon them. And they will not stand on the judgment seat because the judgment that will be upon them, it will be more multiplied. So when he says that it will be more multiplied, I was like, how is it being all like more multiplied? Is it not just the same when you in hell? When you in hell? And then he takes me now, we are in hell. When we are in hell, firstly, I saw this one man. And this man, according to me, was like, I would say maybe he's not supposed to be in hell because I couldn't understand what could this man have done because he looked like a righteous man. And then I say, but Lord, why is this man here? And then the Lord is saying to me, he is here because of the condition of his heart. And I told him to change repeatedly, but he wouldn't. That is why he is here, because no unclean thing can stand in my presence. Okay. Then the Lord starts showing me different levels in heaven, I mean, in hell. Okay. And then okay, I've seen that one. And then he shows me that there's seven different levels in hell. With these seven different levels, what amazed me was the first three. Because the first level is not even to say it's 1% who's there. It's less than even 1% who's there in that torture. And then the second phase, these ones, he says, the second and the third phase, he says, these ones were cleansed with the blood of Jesus. They prayed the prayer of forgiveness, but they kept on sinning. They had things that they were still holding to that the Lord was saying, don't do that. And then he showed me also, there was also this woman who was there. And she says, he says that, even the sin of fornication, even the sin of lies, he's counting things that some of us will consider to say, oh, because now I'm cleansed with the blood of Jesus, you know, I can do whatever. But I saw them there in hell. So basically the first three levels, those people knew God and they walked with God. But they still had sinful things that they were doing in their lives. And then the fourth level, and then he says, these ones, they have godliness in them. When he says they have godliness in them, he says, because they believe in Abraham, in Moses, and in all the prophets, but they denied me as their Lord and Savior. They said that I'm not the way. You know, when Jesus say that he is the only way, and he says that they denied me. And then he says, because with each and every level, it's like hell has its own cycles. It's like it's this endless cycles. So with those cycles, it's according to which level you're at. In level 7, that's where I saw these fallen angels. Hello? In level 7, that's where I saw fallen angels, and I saw that leaders of the world, they were there. He said, those who led many people into taking the mark of the beast, or who led many people into sin, they were there. So why the Lord revealed all those things is that so that people know that hell it does exist. It doesn't mean that now that, because he wanted me to reveal the condition of the heart of man, that with the condition of your heart, you can let go of everything. But if your heart is not right, as in how you treat other people, how you are, you will not stand in his presence. As he says that, who can stand in his holy mountain? So that is Psalms 15. So basically, because of time, I'll just share some scriptures that people can read for themselves. The first one is 1 Peter 1:16, which talks about be holy. The second one is 2 Corinthians 6:17, that talks about be separated. The third one is Ephesians 4:32, be kind, talks about kindness. You read Joshua 24:14-15, talking about how to serve the Lord. We will talk, then there's Leviticus 19:12. It's a call to holiness. Then Ephesians 5:17, it talks about that we should be without blemish or wrinkles before the Lord. And then it talks about 2 Peter 3:14, talks about in us, in our waiting, how you need to be. Then Revelation 10:6-7. And you also need to read that. Then 2 Peter 3:9. And it also talks about the Lord, that the Lord is not slack in whatever that he's doing, but he's calling everyone into repentance. Then also we have Isaiah 55:8-9. And then also the whole of Psalms 18. So I wanted to reveal all those things, because what people don't understand and what everyone I want to understand at the end of the episode is that nothing in God's timing, God is not surprised by anything that is happening. It is only us who are surprised. So everything, us misinterpreted and us going with this Gregorian calendar and everything, it was ordained for man's heart. Because remember, even during this time when we were preparing and still are preparing for the rapture, people's they are being set apart during this time. And it is very critical to understand your position with Christ. So go back to the Lord in prayer. Don't move. You know, the same zeal and the same fire that you had when you knew that, you know what, today the Lord is coming. Keep that fire. Don't let it die. Don't go back to being lukewarm. Remember the 7 churches in Revelations, that it was only one church that was found that it was doing right with the Lord. It is the church of Philadelphia. So that's Philadelphia church is within you. It's not a particular building that you can go and check. So you check yourself also according to Revelation 7 to say, where are you? Because if the Lord were to come back today, he's coming exactly back for the church that is the Philadelphia kind of church, body of Christ. Okay. So that is that. Though I haven't answered some questions, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think every time we have you, we must have at least 2 hours, because an hour is never enough, you know, because we also have so many questions from the viewers. We have so many concerns. I mean, especially with the 3 days of darkness.
Because
we didn't get time to really touch on it. And that caused people a lot of anxiety as well. And they wanted answers with regards to that. And actually, there was a good question that I wanted to ask you from one of the viewers. I don't know if we still have time, but basically, they're talking about Matthews, I think 24, that talks about two men will be in the field, right? One will be taken and one will be left, for example. That contradicts the idea of the 3 days of darkness, that no one will be able to be working in the field outside, as for that matter. Can you please explain that? I think they're talking about how rapture will happen and how you mentioned that the 3 days of darkness will fall within the rapture days. Like, then why did the Bible say that? You know, there's so many questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, I think especially on that, because we will really just be doing it an injustice if we don't touch on the 3 days of darkness, because that did...
Exactly.
You know, cause a lot of confusion, a lot of anxiety and fear. You know, and people, and then when it didn't happen, they're like, ma'am, come back and explain. So then this one is basically just combining it with the rapture scripture on how it will happen, and that it's sort of contradicting.
Oh, okay. Basically, in closing, because I truly did want to touch on the 3 days of darkness. So how I revealed it exactly as how the Lord showed me, because even then I know those scriptures that one will be taken and one will be left behind. And even when I asked the Lord, why darkness? And that's when he also revealed to me the time when the Lord took Jesus' spirit from when he was in Gethsemane, when he was on the cross, that it was dark on the land because the Lord was coming down. And I also revealed that with Psalms 18. And Psalms 18 shows you how the Lord also hides himself in darkness, not that he's affected by darkness himself. So I said it as in according to how the Lord revealed it to me. And going back again to the 3 days of darkness, because I showed what will cause the 3 days of darkness, things that were leading to that. If you were to go to NASA News or Space News, you'll see that those things are already starting to happen. The crack that I talk about, that then the earth had a crack, and in that crack came darkness because this crack was so huge. That is what they are talking about even right now.
Hey, Sun Fam. Okay, so unfortunately we got cut there, but we are at the end of the episode. Yeah. We will sure make a plan to bring her back, you know, like we suggested with the episode for Mr. Joshua, to say a life would be better, because then you guys get to ask the questions. And I think we bring them back because it's by request.
And accountability.
This is, and accountability, you know? Because you can't come and then, you know, you bring a prophecy or a claim or a vision and then it doesn't get fulfilled and you don't come back and, you know, answer to people. It's not just about us. So people can come for us, but it's not about us. It's about the thousands and thousands of people who are running with, and millions of people who are saying, I need them to come back. I need accountability. Can I just also just conclude that Matthew 24:36 says, no one knows about that day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Can we now conclude that this is the final word, and this is what the word of God says, and we stand by this word? Finally. Yeah.
And this scripture, we never disagreed with the scripture from the word go. This scripture has been going on from the first episode months ago, even now. And we see it in the comments. So thank you so much. Even the scripture that you read at the beginning of the episode, even that scripture, you guys keep sending. And like we said, the comment section is open. Our emails are open. Please do send your messages. And thank you as well to Seslingwe for coming back, for explaining the things that people were confused about, for really getting into detail and saying that that's the details that she had missed in the previous one. So
Yeah, thank you so much to her, and thank you to all of you for watching. Thank you for interacting on these episodes, and let's pray and see, because you know God's word is always final.
That's
God's word is always final, and His will be done. So as God's will is done, we will see you on the next one. For myself, Millicent,
and myself, Innocent,
and our incredible crew.
It is bye for now.
And I'll send you away, the crew. Oh yes, and to send you all the way in KZN. Thanks for watching. It's bye for now.
I went through the most. Went through the most.